The head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon, joining us from the bench. Coach, congratulations on a great game here today on Hockey Day Minnesota. Wow, that was probably the most fun I've had watching these two teams play all season.
Yeah, well, thanks, Kelly. That was, it's funny how you win a shootout, you feel like you win the game, right? but you know what? Just a really excited locker room. That was the best part of it. To see Carly Essie, get us a walk-off win like that. I mean, that's a memory every one of us will have for the rest of our lives. That's the cool thing about it.
Your team, going back to that second period, I think kind of where things shifted for me while watching it was that penalty kill on the 5-on-3. Duluth is on that 5-on-3. Your penalty kill, so solid today, shutting down four power plays by Duluth. Special teams, all in all, were good. You went 1-for-2 on the power play, but that penalty kill in the second really did turn things around for your team, didn't it?
Oh, it was. That was no question. That was the key to the game, to be able to hold that group off. It was about a minute 14 of 5-on-3. So to be able to hold them off, no question, that was a key part of the game. But just real proud of the resiliency. They just kept battling. You know, there was just a feeling on the bench that we could do it. And a great play by Berge to get a stick on a puck. And I thought we were all over them in the overtime, Kelly. I thought, we had two or three really good looks. Just real proud of the group for coming back after a tough night yesterday and coming out and really putting on a good show for our fans.
According to the stats I have in front of me, you guys outshot them 3-0 there in that overtime, but you dominated the offensive zone, didn't really give them any good looks.
Not at all. We had some good ones. There was some scrambles, some chaos going on, and Abby Haluska on that first shot, I mean, it hit the goalie, the knob of her stick. I mean, that was a heck of a shot. So just all in all, again, it's 2 points, but I tell you what, that extra point is going to be big at the end of the year, so we're definitely going to take it.
Fantastic third period for your team as well. You were outshot in the first two periods, come back and outshoot Duluth 12-11 in that third period. Like I said, that penalty kill in the second definitely was a turning point, but you got to feel good with how much puck control your team had there in the second half of the game.
No question. We were just better. We knew we had to be better than yesterday. Obviously, the game didn't get off to the start we wanted, having Staller get in and score, 5-6 seconds into the game. But again, just credit the group. They kept their composure. We just kept battling, and we come out with one extra big point.
Well, I know. I think back of what Riley Fawcett said last weekend about playing with heart and determination, and just watching your team block that many shots as much as they did. I haven't seen the final stats yet, but I know after two periods of play, your team had blocked 17 shots on net, and that's not easy against a team that can shoot the puck like Duluth. But just talk about your team's heart and determination there. It was just incredible to watch.
No question. On display, Sylvia Meralt had a big block. Obviously, Bailey Wright, I recall, she had a big block. There was just a number of them. That's Beaver hockey. I mean, we talk about it all the time, certainly it's easy to talk about. But when you watch Cicely Nelson, hunkering down, trying to get in front of a one-timer like she does, I mean, that says a lot about the character of those girls.
Well, enjoy this win. Next week, you've got another tough team against North Dakota. You'll play a home-and-home. So you're back home here on Friday night. It'll be nice to at least have the week start out at home. How do you prepare for another tough opponent?
Well, it's just life in our league, right? I mean, obviously we'll enjoy this, take Monday off because of the 6-day rule, and get back at it on Tuesday. And, we get to play them here first on Friday night. It'll be the first Friday night we've had in a while. So it's not difficult getting up for North Dakota. So there's no question we'll look forward to it. And, again, it's a big weekend. It's a great opportunity for us. I'm not sure how St. Cloud ended up. So, they were ahead of us, obviously. Could have.
Those two teams went into a shootout as well.
Okay.
Well, I haven't seen the final result yet. So
that helps us. I mean, that helps us. But bottom line is we just got to go out and see if we can't take care of business, and the next opportunity is Friday night.
Coach, thanks so much for your time again. Congratulations on a great game.
Thanks, Kelly.